This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke on Monday with the leaders of Qatar and Egypt as he pushes for a deal aimed at a Gaza ceasefire and the release of some hostages held by Hamas militants, the White House said.
The onus is indeed on Hamas. There is a deal on the table, and they need to take it.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that progress has been made in recent days toward arranging a hostage deal. A protest encampment at Columbia University in New York remained standing on Monday, well past a deadline to disperse or face suspension, after the school's president said talks with pro-Palestinian activists had reached an impasse. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
One key demand of the protesters is that Columbia divest assets that support Israel's military. University President Manoush Shafiq said Columbia would not do so, but offered to invest in health and education in Gaza and make the school's direct investment holdings more transparent. Protesters vowed to keep their encampment on the New York City campus until Columbia meets three demands: divestment, transparency in Columbia's finances, and amnesty for students and faculty disciplined for their part in the protests. Columbia said students who did not vacate the encampment would face suspension and become ineligible to complete the semester in good standing.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Palestinian health officials say Israeli airstrikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed at least 22 people, including 6 children and 5 women. One of the children killed in the strikes overnight into Monday was just 5 days old. Israel says Rafah is the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.